Good evening out there to all the beautiful boers of Booville. It is a beautiful evening here in my neighborhood. And I'm out for a walk to enjoy the lovely summer evening weather. I got back from a very enjoyable lunch at my friend Mary's house. Oh, we have some recycling bins to navigate here. We were supposed to eat outside on the patio in her garden, but Mr. Weatherman got up to his nasty tricks, and as usual, he lied to us. In the forecast last week, it was said that today was supposed to be a nice day. Well, it turned out to be rather rainy, and Mary thought, oh, I better not serve food out on the patio, because the minute I get it set out, it'll start to rain. Oh, I ran into someone's big plant here. Ah, attack of the killer hedge. But anyway, notwithstanding the fact that we had to eat indoors, it was a really nice meal. I knew it would be. She is an incredible cook. She's always trying new things and encouraging me to try them as well. For me, cooking is not a labor of love. I do not enjoy it. Unless there's someone else to cook for. If it's just for myself, I can't be bothered. Anyway, we had these lovely wraps with chicken salad and toasted slivered almonds and apricots and some kind of chipotle aioli in them. Now, you wouldn't think the apricots would be very good in a chicken salad wrap, or at least I wasn't really sure about them, but it actually gave the wrap a really nice flavor. And then the chipotle stuff added some spice. Then she made salad with mixed greens and watermelon and feta and onions, and that was quite tasty as well, very different. I'd never had melon in the salad before, but I really liked it. And then she had polenta fries. Now, polenta is toasted cornmeal, and it's very popular in Italy. I'd read about it, but never tried it, so this gave me the, goodness, I'll wait till I can fly. Oy vey. This gave me the opportunity to try this polenta, and it was really tasty. She had a smoked paprika aioli that she made herself for dipping. And the meal was just splendid. She also made a mixed berry pie. So I told her that I admired her industry very much. And her ingenious culinary abilities. Mary and her husband David were dog sitting at the time that they had myself and another guest over. So we got to meet their daughter's little puffball of a dog. It's a Maltese cross called Sophie, and it's very cute. I normally don't take to little dogs that much. Usually they're yappy and annoying, and they tend to bite my ankles. But this one was really nice and very friendly, and not particularly yappy except when we came to the door. So I threatened to steal her and take her home and use her as a duster on my furniture. That's exactly what she looks like, too, a little feather duster. Also, one thing that made that visit very nice is that Mary's husband is quite a card. He is a very witty raconteur. And so I like to exchange badinage and witticisms with him because he's fun to tease, and he also teases me. But he had a really interesting story to recount today. He is from Jamaica, and he was telling me that I really like Harry Belafonte and Sidney Poitier, who are both Jamaican. And apparently they both went to the same famous acting school. But Sidney Poitier really wanted to be a singer. So he got a part, a singing role, and he was told, okay, you need to be here at a certain time. And if you can't make it, we've got somebody else lined up for you, for this concert. So now, for some reason, he couldn't make it. I can't remember why. It might have been the death of a loved one, or there was some really serious reason why he couldn't be there anyway. And so, lo and behold, the person that was lined up to sing in his stead was Harry Belafonte. And it was one of his first concerts, and it was one of the ones that made him famous. So yes, this has been quite a lovely day. I have no idea how much time I have left, because I can't tell with this recorder. So I suppose I should stop this now. And I will speak to you all soon. Take care, peeps. Bye-bye.